Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone.
Taylor, it's a better.
It's me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
Yes, we haven't done this in a long time.
Our episodes have been delayed. Why have they been delayed?
Because
due to
of
Blog Talk
issues.
Radios.
You know, being Blog Talk, anyway.
Exactly. But we do have a show to make up
for
this.
And I say it's going to be a very good show.
It's going to be a pretty good show. We have, you know, we have been off for almost the entire summer. We've got three episodes or four episodes, and they've been many. We are getting back to our full swing. We do have a couple of things cooking that we really can't talk about yet. But
yeah, you don't think that would be the best thing.
But although what we can tell you is that we do have people on new people on staff.
Yes.
And they are working harder than ever to actually make AMC Press and Co. the best it can be.
Yes.
And that's really all that we have. Other than that, in terms of the makeup for last week's two missed opportunities, and really they were missed opportunities because of Blog Talk Radio's technical difficulties,
glitches,
we had to cancel two shows, which We
which
are
we
very
replace
happy.
Them with, which we did replace them with the with encores that we thought were best.
Yeah.
Which
well,
would
yes,
be good for
but,
the show.
But
it never
also,
replaces.
Which never replaces our live element, as you are seeing here tonight. So I guess the first topic of the night, which would be a petition against the clothing company J. Crew, which I find kind of cool. I don't know about you, but this happened on August 24th, so no less than about a week ago. So we're about a week behind. So
no, there's a mix. I say there's a fair mix of. Current and they're still all current in the sense that there's that you can't if it isn't current you, there's no there would be no show
right
and if there's no news that tends to make things a bit of a challenge too
well yeah there's no news, or it's a slow news day, or it's a Monday. Sorry, wait a second. Did I just say it's a Monday? Yeah, it's a Monday. Or it's either Tuesday and somewhere in the world, it's up for grabs. But yeah,
right, either way.
Either way, it's a good thing. This woman is petitioning to J. Crew to help fight this big stigma. Now, for all of you, you don't know what disability stigma is. It is pretty much it's fighting the thing that everybody wants to say no, you don't have,
which is totally different. That it's something that you, unless you're in our shoes, you won't know. Anything.
Right. And this person is calling out J. Crew because she was diagnosed with idiopathic neuropathy, which is an illness that is caused by the weakened that weakens throughout the body and left her unable to work. That and Jackson, who was a typical person before this happened, realized that not such a small thing would make it better, and if it would be better for her longtime favorite store, which starts selling canes, that she wasn't embarrassed since she'd be using, and since then, she's gotten thousands of signatures, and there's even a petition at the store.
Which I did sign it. And if anyone hasn't signed it, you go to, I believe it's on change.org. Change.org and search up J. Crew. J. Crew will help me show J. Crew that inclusion can be fashionable.
Right. And inclusion.
Which they're currently at about 7,819, which I'm currently posting up on our like page. So then,
it should be also based on the website.
Yes, which that will be going there. Just told. Little by little.
Right. So, I mean,
it's a live show, so can't do everything, as you know.
Oh, no. And it's a first time back. So,
yeah.
Well, back in the reality sense of it. The fact is that this person, she got sick in you got sick, or Mrs. Jackson got sick in 2012, and literally fell out of bed, tried working for a time and realized that she couldn't, so she went on disability. Started a website because I've fallen out with contact with my friends and recently seen the girl with the dragon tattoo, and she compared herself to being the girl with the purple cane. The goal was to tell her parents, hey, I'm getting better, I'm doing okay, I'm struggling emotionally, I could be involved into a platform. But the, I guess the thing is, with this woman, it was a, Mrs. Jackson, it was a case of entering to the hospital and immediately needing glasses and taking longer to get ready than usual. It's a very interesting story because J. Crew is a clothing company. But
yes.
But
this means anyone should not matter who you are, what clothes you wear. Because clothes should be meant for everyone, not just one person or another.
Right. But it's not only clothes, it's also a need to have your voice heard, such as that person with Nike. Like that. But
and he made a difference.
Right. The thing is that, you know, companies they listen to the public, but it's very minimal what they do.
Right.
Know, unless they see it as a marketable thing.
Right.
You know, that's what their main drive is. It's like if somebody came up to us and said, we want AMC Press and Co. Right? And we would say, they would say, how much is the valuation worth? We would say the exact number of valuation. Then we would talk business.
Right.
But the person saying, we want your company or we want to work with you, would say, now, you know, what's it, what can I glean? You know, what can I glean from the attention of X,
right?
You know, X product, right? So, I think that J. Crew, although is a it is a fantastic company. If they supported people with disabilities a little bit more, I think there would be more fashion. People with disabilities having more fashion in this world.
Right.
Under Armour did it and has a one-handed zipper, right, for amputees.
Right. Right.
Nike has done it for people with people with trouble with cerebral palsy.
Sorry.
Why in the world can this person get somebody who is interested in selling canes? You know?
Right. Because everyone wants to be fashionable.
Everybody wants a cane, but everybody walks around, you know, it's kind of like the modern-day pimp.
you know.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, you're not going to be wearing the full regalia.
Right.
In fucking summer. And if you do, you're
right.
crazy.
Right.
I mean, what do you think about this, Allison?
I think I hope that her petition is successful, because it takes more people like her to step up and actually make a voice, get their voices heard, and not have to worry. And actually
right.
feel like you're included in something. That's where I stand. I feel there's a level where someone could feel included, then do so. If you're going to limit who's included, then shame on you.
Well, limiting who's not included.
But who they sell to, but they should at least give different options for those who actually want to shop there. Or give a better, or give something different. You make something where this person wants canes. That's an accessory. It's an accessory. Any business will go and say, that's an accessory, that's doable. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I see what you're saying, but I don't think you're seeing, I mean, I don't think that many people are going and saying, oh, I can do that. You know,
I understand clothing, there's all different shapes, sizes. But when it's dealing with an accessory, such as a cane, that shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
That's a reasonable request. That's not something someone going, are you doing something not just, there's a difference.
Right.
Huge difference.
I mean, I think that there's a huge difference between a huge difference between how it goes to market,
right,
and how one gives I guess gives how a company gives its opinion on what's popular.
Right.
You know, I think that there is a definite I think there's a definite trend now of the popularity vote.
Oh yeah.
Versus something that is how do you want to say this? Something that is not something like a cane
which can be very fashionable, but it's just a matter of how it's done.
Right. I know that we have to move on to our next story.
We do.
Which deals with the love of Disney. Disney is as much as there's issues with Disney. Disney has got themselves in a pickle yet again. With them now not wanting to have one executive who was involved with the whole new policy change because people were taking advantage of it, of their old policy by hiring people with disabilities to cut lines. Disney is trying to make the claim that they're going to they don't want them to make a deposition, the person to make a deposition. However, Disney is now coming up and saying, we'll just let the new department, the established Department of Guest Services, know what programs are out there. One little problem with that, Disney. If there are families of kids and they're sending good money to there, and they're not adults, there's a point in time where people have the right to get this, to get what they deserve, to help ensure that their vacation is the best that they have, that they can have, without any issues. I myself had a problem at Disney. However, I'm 25 years old, so I'm able to at least say something and say, no, I need it for X. This is what X is going to be used for. If I don't use it, I don't use it. It's at least there. So, there's a point in time where if a parents deserve to have a great vacation, so do the kids. And what Disney is doing, especially with the kids, isn't called for. As much as I would go back to Disney, but I know enough to say, this is what I need it for. I'm not taking advantage of the system. I'm actually needing it because I have a disability. I'm waiting in long lines over a half hour. It could be a little challenging, especially being in a long line and not being able to get out. What are your thoughts?
I think that Disney is not playing by the rules. I think that ever since this began, about a year and a half ago, there's been more trouble than it's worth. Though the thousands of families who've been in the lawsuit would hardly disagree with me. I know this. So therefore, I think that when you have such a thing, it's only fair to bring the head honcho out who's responsible then.
Right.
It's only the right thing to do.
Right, I agree.
There's no excuse for that. It's like trying to not bring the head executive out and him saying, I want my bowl like a 14-year-old girl. You know?
and being all reckless. And being all recklessly defensive about it. You know?
Right.
If you're going to admit when you're wrong, then you're fucking wrong.
Sorry. There's a point in time where you kind of have to get, you can't just neglect a group of people, and invisible disabilities do count.
Mm-hmm. Right. And everybody is now realizing this. I saw a campaign, an ad campaign on the television, on the national site for people with disabilities called Understood. They unveiled this last year. It hasn't caught on until now. It hasn't caught on until now, right?
Right.
And they're saying that they basically said, in terms of mistaken, like talking into your iPhone and the iPhone misinterpreting everything. They're saying that's what it's like for people with learning disabilities, to people who are always on their phone, to everything. I get that. But it's not really the same as
living it.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people forget about everything when it comes to people with disabilities, and just use the fact that, oh, they're not the same. Well, if they're not the same, okay, and they're different, and they come from another planet, right? Like, we come from another planet, some of us.
Which we don't.
You know, to be fair.
I'm sure at times it might feel like that for some people.
I come from the planet Jersey.
Right, I come from the planet.
What? It's like, no.
Not really.
Like, not really.
But I come from the planet Xenon. Okay? And what language do they speak in Xenon? English. Really? You know,
it's almost like you're coming from the planet what and do what and
why?
Yeah. No, what's what and are you sure about that? Then that won't be.
Well, yeah. I think that there is a lot of things that go misunderstood.
Right.
You know, with with respect to the fact that Disney employs is the largest employer in the United States of people, okay? They are paying their workers a minimum wage, as minimum as they can get away with, while collecting every
minimum wage. It's minimum wage in Florida.
Well, minimum wage in Florida versus minimum wage anywhere else?
Yeah, it's the difference. That's what I'm trying to make out. Still doesn't excuse it.
It might not excuse it, but when you have cases of several thousand people and they're all individual cases, I would think it's not like unlike the VA where it takes fucking time.
Right. This is something that you could clearly go, oh shit, the test is not like the VA where
it's slow as molasses and it's sort of like, Yeah, case number 1001,001,001. Please step forward. I've been waiting 37 years. No.
Yeah, no.
You know, it just doesn't happen.
Right.
And if there was a play, there was a thing that there was a thing where people are going and saying, oh, Disney is so wrong. Right now, right, Banksy, the graffiti artist, has actually parodied Disney's entire park.
Which
do you know
awesome.
What he's called it?
The
do you know what he's called it?
Dismaland.
Which I kind of applaud because
I applaud it. I'm a fan of Disney, but I'm also a fan of Banksy, so it goes hand in hand.
I mean, if you're looking at the comparison, right, the comparison is very simple. In the fact that he's pointing out by forming this park, right, he's pointing out
there's no capitalism in it either.
Right.
Which is awesome.
And the thing is that the fact that it's on Western Silvermere, which is the perfect do this in, because what they are doing is displaying the fact that you kind of see it for what it is.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you see Dismaland, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? Dismaland?
Yeah, it's
that's
called
the name of it. And that's awesome. You can't deny how awesome that is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an awesome thing because what he's pointing out is the capitalism of Disney and how fucking greedy they are. And it's in an empty park. Okay?
It is still
more of a utopia.
Disney is a beautiful place. You can't deny
well,
it.
May be
I think.
It may be a beautiful
place. But it's also not a place you go. You go every so often. But there's other affordable parks out there.
Which
you can't discount that. Like the mom and pop parks that are out there in the world.
Right.
Which they still have to go through the whole ADA regulations as well.
Yeah, but they are fairer.
Right.
Then.
So, I think when it comes to this, Disney should own up, point blank, and get control of their shit and get through it and give those people who are paying Disney to go to Disney, no matter if it's one time, two times, three times, so on and so forth, the best service you could give them because people could easily find another theme park. There's how many out there? So, what more
but,
would you
but
say?
Also, you know, I think that when you really examine it, right, when you really examine what Banksy is doing, he's simply pointing out of how
it's pointing out an issue
ridiculous.
That's been there.
What?
He's pointing out issues that have already been there in the sun. Two.
Right.
Which I completely am thrilled that he's doing that. Stepping up, he's being creative. He's always been creative. As much as I'm a friend of both Disney and Banksy, I also know to call out Disney when it's needed. There's no doubt in my mind that Disney should let this executive speak, because he's the one who put this policy into place, which means he should be held responsible.
Yeah.
Like, no matter if you like it or not. Disney, you're going to their theme park. But if they're claiming that it's meltdown behaviors, these are kids. Kids have sensory issues. You don't know what disabilities they have. You don't know if being in the heat, you don't know what they go through. So, what do you expect? Kids to be all happy-go-lucky when they're tired? You don't know what they could be feeling at that time. I'm sure if we were in those situations, we would do our best to get out of it.
Yeah.
Or go into another area. Yes, that could be. But with this new thing, yes, you may not jump the lines, but you're still coming down for a wait time, and then you proceed into whatever you're going to. And there's other things. It just would be nice for people to get treated and actually feel included somewhere than what is going on. I would be the first one to say that I've used that card. I got that card. I've used the system twice. I had no issue with it the first time. I don't mind telling people, hey, this is what I have. This is what I need it for. And if I do need to use it, guess what? I will be using it. It should not matter who you are. It doesn't matter if your disability is invisible or not. Everyone should be treated with the same respect, especially when you're paying that much money. There's no
question. Well, you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars to spend,
it's a great theme park. You should not.
3 days? 2 days?
No, more than 2 days. People could spend a week. It should not matter how long they
spend. Imagine if you spent a month at Disney. How much money your bank account would lose?
I don't see a month. I could see spending some time in nearby areas, but not Disney for a whole month. That would be crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't be a month. That's what I'm trying to say. People go there for a week. People go there for two. That's reasonable. Anything but, you also want to have a great trip. So, I think we should move on to our next subject, relates to Yelp and having...
Right.
Our voices heard through Yelp. Yelp is in the process of
of having creating a version or adapting it where you could actually make reviews for government bodies, government agencies. So this means really real reviews. That's huge. It's so you could go on Yelp, you could A, make reviews for restaurants and things you do, and then you can make reviews about agencies that you may have had bad experiences with, or good experiences, or both. Thoughts?
Right.
Johnny Redwood, thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Johnny?
What was on your mind?
Are you saying it's actually going to be like more real reviews?
Yeah.
I can actually see that being better because some reviews were actually probably made by like other companies trying to push their product and saying, oh, this one's terrible.
Right.
Well, you know, I see it as a thing of we live in such a socially networked society now that I think when you have the opportunity to do this kind of thing, how much is it? How much thought are you putting into it? You know, how much of that are they putting into responding to it?
Right.
And then, on top of that, taking all that shit, right, and leaving it up to public opinion, like restaurant reviews. I mean, it is smart, but what are you going to get out of it, you know? If some good government agencies are better than others, no. I mean, for instance, right, I log on and I slam the, you know, if any government agency should be red flagged, right, it should be the guys that are at Access VR. What is Access VR? Central? Access Vocational Rehab. First off, let me just say this. They don't provide any access. That's number one. So the name is misleading. Number two, if they did provide access, they would actually be garnering a lot of more support from people instead of shoving money in front of them and saying, here, we're going to support you with thousands and thousands of dollars. But if we support you, you have to do it, and you're having a gun held to your head.
Which is not fair.
Which is
not
fair.
Not right.
It's not fair, it's not right, it's not anything. You know, and as I'm told, They are basically taking a sweeping glance at remodeling the VR system, which is frankly really good. I think good on them, fantastic, great. But what for those people, right, who haven't benefited? I'm not talking to you, the guys who have. I'm talking to guys who haven't. You know, clearly, what recompense or what things are you going to actually, you know, cough up now?
Do?
I mean, what?
Or actually do, to actually help?
Or do, yeah. I mean, what things are you going to do differently than they are now? I mean, the fact is that when you enter any government building, there's all these government signs of what to do and how to do it and what to do it, and we're going to hold a gun to your head. Is this the society that we want our children living in? The answer is no.
No.
The answer is no.
I know that.
I mean, it should be painless to... It should be painless to actually get help from the government without saying, oh, I'm going to lose because they're giving me a cash benefit, such as SSDI or SSA. Right. Or SS.
SSI.
SSI or SS. D, sorry,
right.
You should be able to get the cash benefit for however long you need it without any hassle of whether you're disabled or not. And the disabled paperwork that they give out is just plain and fucking plain embarrassing.
Right.
It's 4 pages of, are you handicapped? Are you not handicapped? Are you this? Are you that? Are you blind? Are you that? It's like being interrogated. You know, all this for a pile of money.
Right. Money that...
And I'm not speaking for myself here, but I'm speaking for the factors of everyone who listens to this podcast, you know, and if it comes through that... There is also going to be a government for Yelp, on Yelp. You know, a government rated agency so they can help. I mean, what are legislators going to say, oh my God, my Yelp review is fucking low?
And
are you kidding me? No, are you kidding me? Has
it's called you treat people that way, you deserve a bad review.
Right.
Called you reap what you sow.
Right, but you deserve a bad review. But, you know, it also lays claim to more unemployment. I can see more unemployment on the rise. Why can I see this? Because of the fact that, well, it has been the same for many, many a year. You know, unemployment for people with disabilities has been low, or very high.
No, very high, higher than...
Very high.
It's only gone up in some areas.
Right, and if we can get more people with disabilities working, right, and their own products being what they are, right,
or helping them create something that is actually beneficial, that could actually be something good, a change, a well-deserved change.
Then I would be all for it. But you're not going to go to any legislator, and they're not going to really listen to these Yelp reviews. They're not. They're going to listen to the
or where the money, or where everything, where the money comes. Whoever brings
you wouldn't tell the guy at the security gets a full fucking knock, right? Listen, mate, can I slip you a Hamilton? Oh, wait, maybe a Franklin. Yeah? You enjoy that, Franklin and Hamilton, and I'll see you on the other side. No. You know, no, but, you know, you'd have to get through.
And this also leads to corruption. So I think that...
Right.
I think this coming out would actually lead to actually helping not influence corruption, meaning that they're getting... People are aware. That means people could take these honest reviews and say, do these people need to be in office? Should these
Well, do these people really need to be in office? Yeah, but then you're going to have more people living on pension.
No, meaning voting them out. It's called vote. It's called look at both candidates and go, okay, who do I pick? And be aware of what they're for.
Right.
And saying, okay, if there's corruption in a place, guess what you do? It's called vote them out.
Right. Of course you vote them out.
It should not matter. It should not matter who you are. Voting them out is what's needed.
Right.
Maybe this
and then once you get all the corruption out, I think that they should start with the public assistance programs and improving those for people with disabilities. I mean, you can't just do, you know what I mean? You can't just have something like this and then not work at it.
Right.
That's what my vote on this is.
And then, and it would be pretty bad if someone, a person who is well-known celebrity gets in office, so then you get to write reviews about them? Okay.
Right. Which brings us to last night's VMAs.
Which
I did not watch.
Neither did I.
No, I tried to watch it. I tried to be fair. But I could not be fair. I couldn't be fair because Miley Cyrus was hosting and it just looked so, dare I say, slushy. You know? He kind of said to me, well, I see creativity, but I also see people are just pushing art for art's sake. It hasn't,
right.
That hasn't been in the music industry. Something really fucking good for years.
Mm-hmm.
It has been dead.
Oh.
Dead. As a doornail.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. There are people that are coming up that are way better than Justin Bieber, or way better than Miley Cyrus combined.
Right.
You know, I think that one of the people I love is Logic.
Mm-hmm.
Logic is a rapper out of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And he's fantastic. He's like the new NMM. But,
right.
He's actually telling you something versus the person who's just flapping about, you know, their public agenda, you know, how much money they've got, whatever.
Right.
You know, I think that it's kind of absurd, and which brings me to a point that, yeah, Kanye West announced his bid for the 2020 presidency. We don't know if he was serious or not, but if he was,
I think a lot of people are feeling that way.
Yeah, I mean, jump on any social media network right now and it says, even the president, current president now, says, he's a jackass, but he's talented.
He's a talented person. He's a talented
person. He's talented. Yeah.
But he doesn't deserve the Presidential Medal of Honor.
Yeah, I know.
I can't see that. I really can't. Kyle King, fine. James Taylor, fine. Stevie Wonder, fine. Great. Do it to
him.
I
don't know how he would be, especially if he wasn't getting it and he was in the audience. Or being in vicinity of, it would be storming the stage for our side.
Right. Yeah. Taylor Swift received the Medal of Honor, Presidential Medal of Honor, which there are only a handful of them, and maybe five in the world.
Right.
You know, which is not unlike the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Right.
But the point is that if Trump asked Kanye, listen, bud, can you play some rapping for my presidential bid? I think Kanye would say, yup, you know,
yep,
kind
yep,
of thing.
Yep,
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 yep, right,
it,
okay.
It's like, no,
you know,
it's
and
the,
just,
yes, money, more, awesome.
Right.
Don't
I
care.
Mean,
it's like,
don't
because
care,
of the money.
We've spent how much time on? I mean, like, it's ridiculous. But there isn't a lot of shit going down. You know, there's
but
a lot of new things coming
excuse.
Out.
Right.
But it still doesn't excuse somebody saying, oh yeah, I have a presidential bid. No. If you have a presidential bid and you're going to announce your run for presidency in 2020.
At the VMAs.
At the VMAs. You're fucking off your rocker.
You're making
the VMAs
about something that you shouldn't be making about.
Right. I mean, what, we have 2 minutes.
Oh.
Let's
start off and say, you guys can find all of our writing on ANC Press and Co.com, which is provided in the link below. You could also find Uncensored Radio at myuncensoredradio.com to listen and see what's going on with them. And we'll be off.
And we will be back Wednesday.
Yes, and
see you then.
Block Talk Radio has no problems.
Let's hope.
Yes, thank God. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.